This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Speaking of trying her hardest and coming up just a little bit short.
Are you kidding me?
What happened last night?
No, you just tried to use the word upstage in a diss to Sam, and Dan instead used the word upskirt.
That was a mistake.
He said, Sam, are you trying to upskirt me? And I looked at him and I said, did you mean maybe upstage?
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Because for one to be upskirted, one would have to be wearing a skirt.
Maybe a kilt?
Perhaps.
So wing and a miss, sir. Yeah. So wing and a miss.
Sometimes the words that are in my brain don't come out my mouth.
I was wearing a skirt last night on the tennis court when we lost our pickleball match. And I don't want to talk about it.
Does that mean that you were out?
I was actually sort of like not happy about it.
O-U-T out?
We are out of the finals. The finals are next week. Other people in my
life. So you made it to like the final four or the Elite Eight?
We made it to the final four. Okay. And we will not be going on to the Elite Two.
And who's we?
Well, my three teammates and other people in my life are moving on to the finals. But
so Johnny's moving on. You are not.
Ditched another teammate and he is succeeding on his own.
I will never, ever hear the end of it. Ever. When I walked by, in fact, last night, he was writing down the scores and he goes, I'm sorry, what was the score again? And I go, don't you dare.
How bad did you get beat?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, what was the score?
One of the matches did not go well.
Clearly. You're not going on any farther.
What does the score go to?
11.
So I'm guessing it was anywhere from 1 to 11? 2 to 11?
11 to 0?
Oh, wow.
I don't want to talk about it.
You couldn't even muster a point?
Not one point.
Did you guys at least get to serve?
We did. Okay. It was not successful any of the times.
Clearly.
We did that.
Big old goose egg.
Yeah, big old goose egg there.
That must have been embarrassing.
Yeah, it was. Actually, Dan, I don't like to lose. You know, I'm competitive. It kind of scares me. Like, I was actually not in a very good mood last night.
So, hang on. Let me just ask one quick question.
Yeah.
So, next Monday night, what you're saying is Johnny has plans and you don't.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
You're going to go sit in the stands?
Yeah.
And
I don't know why I decided, Dan.
Going to go cheer on your man?
I don't know if I'm going to cheer him on because he beat us and I was so mad.
Oh, wait. He beat you?
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear that part?
He beat us in one of the matches and then in another match we went down 11-0. And
this onion has plenty of
layers.
Oh,
my gosh. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. You know I hate to lose, Scott. I hate losing.
You're so good at it.
But the only thing. Sam, why did you do that?
Stay down.
At 209?
Swing and a miss. Literally, it was a swing and a miss.
Out.
Did you miss the ball?
No, I didn't miss the ball. But it was, you know, clearly we need to go practice. We'll just leave it at that. There needs to be some practicing in the off season.
Did you yell on the court, don't you know who I am?
No, I did not.
Oh, God, no.
No, God, no. I know my place on that court. And it is on the D team.
So what are you going to do next Monday night?
I'm going to go and cheer on the winner, and then there's a few weeks break.
No. Cheer on the winner.
Whoever wins, I will be happy for them.
So you're not going to be cheering on the significant other in your life?
I will. What is it about losing that bothers me so much? I mean,
I don't think anybody likes to lose.
No, I actually was annoyed that we lost.
Who are you annoyed at? Yourself or everybody else?
Yeah. Or him for beating you
badly.
He sent a text to the kids and he's like, anyone gonna ask your mom how the match went this evening?
And?
Oh, they thought it was hilarious. It's good for the soul, pickleball, I'm telling you, but it's not good for my mental health.
So we are learning how to lose.
We are not off to a good start 2 days in a row.
I know.
Goose eggs on Family Feud.
Goose eggs on the pickleball court. Mm.
Consistency is key.
Do you think perhaps losing's now part of your repertoire?
It normally isn't, Scott.
But lately it has
been. I know, right?
How's the golf been going?
That's going fine.
Okay, good.
I think I just need to stay in my golf lane. That's what I need to do. Stay in my lane.
Because how did you do the other night at Family Feud? How'd you do yesterday at Family Feud? How'd you do yesterday at Pickleball?
Is it safe to say that we have put all aspirations to, quote, join the circuit to bed? For about a year and a half here, that's all we heard about.
Very excited about
what
becoming professional.
Might you be speaking, Sam?
The professional
there are lots
pickleball
of
circuit. You know, I think my talents are going to take me to another level. I think I might turn pro.
I would like to invite you to get out there with two busted knees and play with me sometime.
No, I did fine. I went to the gym this morning.
Good.
We had core and more.
Core and more.
That is correct.
Oh, good Lord.
Ooh. Is there a left bench circuit?
Left bench?
I don't understand.
I do.
What does left bench mean?
You're not in the game. You're on the bench.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.